Free Talk Live, 855 453. Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
You can get archives of Free Talk Live going back for years for free at archives.freetalklive.com. Other radio programs, most commercial radio programs, they want you to pay some kind of subscription fee to get their archives. Not Free Talk Live. We give it away for free. Thanks to our amplifiers. It's archives.freetalklive.com. On Free Talk Live, we take your calls. Let's go to John in Arkansas. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, guys and lady.
Hello.
I wanted to call tonight. I'm very pleased with what I've been hearing tonight. I'm a Jew, and I went to the I'm only half lizard though, and I went to the Bilderberg barbecue in Arkansas today.
And there's a Bilderberg barbecue in Arkansas today?
There was at Bill Clinton's old house, actually.
I see.
And
it can't be very nice digs. I heard he grew up kind of poor.
Well, it works. We like the heat. And
you'll get it.
We were celebrating, 9/11 today, and what I noticed was it was so great how all these people are just trying to prove who did this and who did that. And none of them are actually doing what can really get them free, which is work on themselves personally and find their own freedom in just getting away from all this nonsense. And I was just, I'm so happy because I'm hearing these people calling in 9/11's an inside job, I'm a truther, blah, blah, blah. And it's just so encouraging that everyone is so distracted from what's really important in life. I felt very encouraged, and, here's your first haul from the inside of the Bilderberg Group.
I'm detecting a bit of sarcasm.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this is actually Brian, our Sunday evening host, and he's a bit of a conspiracy expert. I mean, Brian, you've spent a lot of time on these things.
That's true. Yeah, sorry.
No problem at all.
I can't do a fake voice. Anyway. But really, I mean, come on. I guess I should expect it, but it's just amazing, that these people spend so much time on that. When really, if you just try to work on actual personal freedom, maybe you'll find something there more important than who actually took down these buildings, as much of a tragedy as it was.
Well, I think
that's all I have to say.
Appreciate it, Brian. Appreciate the call. Thank you. So I think that the 9/11 holiday, this one...
It's not a holiday.
Whatever it is, memorial...
sure,
you know,
that.
It is a legal holiday.
What?
Yeah, Patriots Day.
Okay. Well, whatever it might be, you can look it up and see whatever the case may be. I think that there's less of the 9/11 stuff on Facebook than there was 2 years ago. It's winding down. It's becoming less and less relevant to folks. I declare 9/11 dead. The 9/11 truth movement to be dead 10 years ago, or excuse me, 2 years ago on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. If that was your time period, if you couldn't prove, if you couldn't make your case in a decade, then that's it. And I can tell you, the caterwauling on that night made tonight look sweet. Because on that night, when I said that the 9/11 truth is completely irrelevant, 2 years ago, completely irrelevant, and will never amount to a hill of beans, it'll sell some books, there'll still be some DVDs sold as a result, but not going to get anything done any longer. That is when the caterwauling really happened. Because nobody should dispute my statement. How could you dispute that statement? It's there's no apparent truth or falsehood to it, so... It's sort of indisputable, not indisputably true, but just indisputable. And, I don't see how 12 years after, what time period does it become irrelevant? That's what I want the listener to ask themselves. Not the fact that there are tragedies that occur, although that becomes less relevant as time goes by, too. Maybe it's too soon to say that, but there have been... I mean, let's look at the Civil War for a second. Who's holding their hat over their heart and, thinking about the people, the event in which more Americans died than any other event. People aren't really doing that. They're not remembering the fallen because they didn't know the fallen. They didn't know anybody who knew the fallen. There's no tragedy in their lives. They may or may not respect one side or the other in the conflict, but they don't respect the fallen because it's just been so long.
Well, 9/11 gets evoked all the time, you know, that we have to take this course of action, you know, because of 9/11, and after 9/11 things changed. So I think it was a huge event. I mean, just look at the federal government and how they reorganize. There's Department of Homeland Security, NSA has these broad powers now. And so there are some people that I know that believe 9/11 conspiracy theories and think that the state was behind it because they had the most to gain.
Well, I have a conspiracy that the state was completely incompetent in stopping it, and that if you look for the state apparatus to fix problems like this, you're only going to get a lack of freedom. I believe they conspired after the fact to use it to their own advantage.
Yeah, never let a
Let the truth get in the way of a good rumor.
Well, that's
or
a good one.
Crisis go to waste.
Yeah, thank you. Crisis go to waste.
Indeed, those are the cases. I think, you know, to some extent, I don't think that this is the reason that people believe the 9/11 truth conspiracies. But to some extent, I find those conspiracy theories to be bigoted. If somebody gave me the opportunity, if the shoe was on the other foot, and foreign dictators were propped up by an enormous foreign power that made it impossible for people of my political bend to ever have an opportunity to gain control in my political landmass, whatever that landmass might be, I might very well strike back against that superpower that's supporting a dictator in my country. And to suggest that somehow the people, and I think that there's many people listening to me that would strike back against a foreign power that put a dictator in power in the United States. And to suggest that people in the Middle East wouldn't do such a thing is to assume that they are somehow less than you.
Well, I know you to be a peaceful person. I think you were just making an attempt to relate to folks overseas that have been victimized by U.S. military aggression.
I don't know what you mean by that. I think that, if we think of the most tyrannical power on the face of the earth today, let's go for the king of the ruler
of
Yemen. Okay, we'll go for the Nazis. Hitler institutes some kind of ruler over Walt Disney. Hitler puts Walt Disney in charge of the United States. We all have to wear pink mouse ear costumes with swastikas on them. You know, and we're underneath that for decades. Do good Americans, good real Americans, rise up and strike back at the heart of Berlin? And I'd say, yeah, there's nothing wrong with doing that. I don't feel myself to be a violent individual and bringing retributive force to be more free. I don't have that problem. So because I believe that I might, and certainly I know that there are people, strong-willed individuals listening to this show that might. Mimi, I bet she would.
Sitting next to one was what I was just going to say.
Mimi, your color.
Pink is my color. I've been waiting to bring out the swastika Mickey Mouse ears, you know.
But, I think that it's a little presumptuous to believe that somehow that's a ludicrous story. That doesn't seem like a ludicrous story to me. You fly a couple of 747s into the largest buildings in America? Yeah, I think they might fall down. And I even would go so far as to believe that a building that was next door to them might fall down, too.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I haven't studied it very thoroughly, but I don't consider the story to be, on its face, completely implausible.
And you're talking about the official story.
The official story. And I don't know what the official story is. I suspect I've been lied to in the official story. I don't know to what level I've been lied. And as days go by, months and years pass away from 9/11, I think that lie becomes less and less relevant. Maybe we'll find the truth in a couple of decades. And I make a prediction. Nothing will change.
They made a comic book out of the official story.
Oh, man.
It's probably that laughable. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Incorporation, protection, success, incorporation. LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
We talked about in the first hour, the NSA apparently made a boo-boo. And that exposed 16,000 telephone numbers to spying. Now, we're not clear or not whether or not those telephone numbers were in fact spied upon, but what appears to be the case is that, well, the FISA judges are very upset that the NSA made this mistake because the FISA judges just go and rubber stamp anything the NSA puts in front of them. And it makes the FISA judges look very, very bad when they just go and rubber stamp mistakes as if these people were somehow doing their job. It's ridiculous what was going on here. But we've got apparently more NSA revelations for you. Real quick, want to tell you about ForceFieldEnergy.com. ForceFieldEnergy.com is a company that is poised to make a great deal of money in the area of industrial-level LED installations and organic Rankine cycle conversion units. Yep, it's a sector I'd never heard of either. Doesn't matter, because they are poised to make some money in that arena. And one of the reasons is because they've got great leadership. The leadership over there, which includes Richard St. Julian, the chairman, and CEO David Natan, these guys have done this before. They've run publicly traded companies that have done very, very well. David Natan, for instance, ran Pharmanet. In the 3 years he was CEO there, the stock price went from $9 a share to $63 a share. That shows strong financial expertise, the ability to raise capital, and the fact is, they're not going to mortgage the company's future. Currently, this company has very, very little debt, and most of the, a quarter of the stock is owned by management. Stock that they can't sell contractually until December the 2014, and that is one of the reasons I trust FNRG, and I've put money in the company, and you can too. So all you have to do is go buy FNRG on any of your brokerage accounts or whatever, and if you've got $25,000 that you can invest in a private placement and you can hold the stock for 6 months, you can get a hold of them at ForceFieldEnergy.com, and they'll take you through the steps to do the private placement. It's obviously a private placement. You don't go through a stock exchange or anything like that. It's ForceFieldEnergy.com. Go there. Click Contact Us. Use the email address or the telephone number, whichever's preferable to you, at ForceFieldEnergy.com/contact us. Going on, the NSA apparently is giving information, raw data, to other
routinely
countries.
Routinely. Israel. Yes, this story came out today in the LA Times. The NSA routinely shares raw intelligence data with Israel that can include sensitive information about Americans, according to the latest top secret document leaked by former contractor Ed Snowden.
I love these Snowden documents because of the way they come out. They're released in a completely different fashion than the WikiLeaks documents that were released. Those are just kind of, you know, released as raw data, sort of news that, you know, can be picked through and used at people's leisure. But Glenn Greenwald and the folks over at The Guardian, I guess, that have this these Snowden revelations, this information, they're dropping piece by piece the breadcrumbs down the trail.
Yeah.
And as we go down the trail, we see the further and further lies and corruption. Because every time one of these stories comes out, the government, you know, concocts some lie around it. And then we see, oh, you know,
another one.
Look, it's a lie.
Right.
We say breadcrumbs, though. That, I think that treats it as insignificant. And these are pretty major revelations.
Dropping a truckload of croutons.
Thank you.
So this 2009 document is a memo of understanding between the NSA and its Israeli counterpart. It says the U.S. government regularly hands over intercepted communications that have not first been reviewed by U.S. analysts and are likely to contain phone calls and emails of U.S. citizens. The agreement even allows for the possibility that intercepts given to Israel might include the communications of U.S. government officials. So it's not just peons like you and me. The U.S. government officials may be included in this as well.
And why do you hate Jews?
I don't hate Jews.
let her finish before we attack her for her anti-Semitism.
Right, okay. So in which case, Israel is supposed to destroy them immediately. We're just going to trust Israel to do the right thing, like we trust the NSA to do the right thing, or anyway.
I don't imagine that any intelligence agency is destroying anything.
Right. So data on U.S.
except
citizens
their own foibles
who aren't in the government, however, can be kept by Israel for up to a year, according to the document first published today by The Guardian. This agreement requires Israel to consult an NSA liaison officer when it finds data on Americans and to adhere to U.S. rules designed to protect the privacy of U.S. citizens. Because if anyone's going to be spying on U.S. citizens, it's going to be the NSA. Right.
Right? They don't want anybody. Only our own governmental agencies are allowed to spy on us. You know, I've heard, I don't have proof, corroboratory proof for this, but it makes perfectly good sense that it's illegal in most countries for their agencies to spy on them. So they just make deals with other countries to spy on their each other's people so that they can exchange the information. I mean, that just sounds like the kind of, you know, loophole legal, you know, crap that you can expect from these people.
Yeah, it happens because just like U.S. doesn't torture, right? They'll just send these terrorist suspects to other nations so they can torture them.
Indeed. True enough. So it's not clear how this requirement is monitored or enforced since the agreement expressly says that it is not legally binding. It's no secret that the U.S. and Israel cooperate closely against intelligence targets of mutual interest, such as Syria and Iran. But the sharing of unprocessed electronic intercepts raises the specter that Israel could have used U.S. intelligence to carry out operations of which the U.S. disapproves. The Obama administration has condemned, for example, the assassinations of several Iranian nuclear scientists that many analysts believe Israel had a hand in. Quote,
that's the story.
Yep. One of the biggest concerns in all intelligence sharing relationships is that the partner would use the data to take action that would result in killing somebody or doing something outside the scope of what our government might consider appropriate, said a former senior NSA official who would not be named discussing classified information. The worry is they might go off and bomb somebody and assassinate somebody. So, hey, let's just give them all these records and just presume they're going to do the right thing, right?
Well, obviously, they haven't done the right thing up to this point, and the United States government hasn't stopped giving them the information. So what are we to assume is that, you know, even though the U.S. will posture and say, assassinating scientists upon speculative evidence is wrong, but then they continue to give the information to these intelligence agencies that allows, at least to some extent, them to do the assassinations. Hard to think that the United States intelligence agencies really care.
Are you talking about the killing of Iranian scientists?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They also, Israel and the U.S. collaborated on a virus that harmed the Iranian nuclear program as well.
I wonder if people get as excited about that one. It's interesting. I can't remember what the name of that virus is, but it was...
Starts with an S.
Yeah. The virus that starts with an S. One of our listeners is going to create a virus called Starts with an S this evening. I wonder how... It depends on whether or not you believe Iran is actually trying to make the enriched uranium or whatever it takes to make these bombs. And maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I don't know. But it's a heck of a lot better creating computer viruses than it is to assassinate people. 855-453 Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL Team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
855-450-FREE. Real quick, before we go on with this NSA data share with Israel thing, I want to let you know that Silver Circle, we've been talking about Silver Circle for years on Free Talk Live. The movie is available, has been available, sort of, you know, screened and previewed and things like that. It's now available for purchase on DVD or Blu-ray. You can, get it at silvercirclemovie.com/store. It's silvercirclemovie.com/store. And if you use promo code 1913, it'll get you, that's 1913, the year that the Federal Reserve was created, because the Silver Circle is basically a movie of rebels, you know, taking it to the Federal Reserve in a dystopian future where the Federal Reserve is a violent government agency. These rebels are fighting back. And you can get the movie. It's animated. There's all kinds of bonus materials on the disc that you won't see in theaters. It can be shipped anywhere in the world. SilverCircleMovie.com/store. I'm excited to get a copy of this. I've seen it in different raw cut forms, but I haven't seen the final product. SilverCircleMovie.com. Let's go to Logan calling in from Oregon. Logan, you're on freetalklive.com.
Hey, I was just calling to let you guys know that I've been listening to the show for a while, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And the name of the virus you guys were thinking of is called Stuxnet.
Called what? Speak up just a little bit.
The virus you're thinking of is called Stuxnet.
Stuxnet. That's right, Stuxnet.
Yeah. Thanks.
Appreciate that. Anything else?
Nope.
Thanks a lot. So Stuxnet is a virus that was a... Okay, we're getting into the realm of conjecture here. A virus that is all over, in computers all over the world, at least what was at the time, but it was only intended to target one set of computers that ran some kind of nuclear enrichment devices, maybe. I don't know exactly. I'm not an expert in this.
Well, the U.S. and the Israeli governments thought it was. I mean, that's what they, the Iranian government was doing with their enrichment process.
Right, and Stuxnet was a virus that targeted those machines in Iran and I guess caused them basically to self-destruct in themselves.
Yes.
It seems likely that it was the U.S. government or the Iranian, or excuse me, or the Israeli government or both that came up with this this high-tech virus.
That's been admitted to pretty much.
And, Tally, you were suggesting that you think it might be an act of war.
Sure, why not? I mean, it's an attack, right? Destroyed some property of another government. Not that Iran thinks it needs more reasons to not like the United States or Israel, of course.
I kind of like, if this is how war is going to go, I kind of like my wars to look this way, though. These very expensive devices, I'm not 100% sure whether these devices can only be used to create the enriched uranium that would then only be used to create some kind of nuclear weapon. If that's the case, I don't feel bad at all. But if these devices can be used for something else, and if they were being used for something else, I do feel bad.
Like nuclear energy.
Right. I don't have any problem with Iran intending to be, to do a nuclear energy program.
Which is what they've said.
They've said that.
To.
And is from what we can tell, the UN agency that's supposed to be looking into this has not yet been able to prove that Iran is doing anything but that. So there's no evidence, at least publicly released. But if that's the case, if Iran was in fact doing it and this virus stopped them from doing it and nobody died in the process, wow, that's a great new kind of warfare.
Maybe, but it obviously isn't doing much to patch up relations between Iran and the United States and Israel.
Indeed. There's that, a lot of that. What do you think about Iran getting a nuclear weapon?
Well, they just changed presidents, right? So
the president's the 13th most powerful person in the country of Iran. Yep.
Oh, okay. So you're saying he's insignificant?
Not particularly significant.
The previous guy wasn't treated as insignificant.
I think people like the word president.
Right, right. But it's, what is it, a mullah or an ayatollah? Or
I think that there's some kind of team of 12 ayatollah
religious leaders,
religious type leaders or whatever in Iran. And as I've heard, the president is not a particularly powerful position.
Mm-hmm. So what do I think about them having a nuclear weapon? If I were them, I would probably want one. It could help security for themselves.
It does make one's position on the world stage entirely different. I fear the idea of Iran having a nuclear weapon as much as anybody else does. I don't like that idea. But I've seen a great deal of, from these people, they don't seem to be the kind that are going to attack folks. One thing that I can remember is that Ahmadinejad fella, he was in Washington, D.C. A Secret Service agent accidentally fired a shotgun off very close to him.
But
imagine what it would be like if Obama was visiting Tehran and one of their agents fired a shotgun somewhere near Obama. The Secret Service agents would have whipped out guns and just assassinated a dozen people. And what I saw instead was Ahmadinejad, he kind of looks that way and takes a look at what happens and goes on about his business. The reason we've never heard of this story is because Iran didn't make that big of a deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a much bigger deal if it would have happened the other way around. People that can handle that kind of situation with the kind of aplomb that they did, I got a certain level of respect for it.
Interesting.
So, going on with the story here.
Going on with the story. So, the U.S. decision to provide Israel unfiltered electronic intelligence feeds that almost inevitably sweep in American communications, given the way modern telecommunications traverse fiber optic wires, raises questions about why American officials would trust Israel to respect the privacy of U.S. citizens. Unlike the allies who are part of a long-standing agreement to share intelligence signals with the United States, Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, U.S. officials say Israel aggressively seeks to spy on the U.S. government. Jonathan Pollard, a former U.S. naval intelligence analyst, is serving a life sentence in prison after being caught spying for Israel in the late 1980s. Secret U.S. intelligence budget documents revealed last month by Snowden list Israel as one of the most aggressive countries seeking to spy on the U.S. alongside China, Russia, Iran, and Cuba. The Guardian quoted from other NSA documents it did not publish in which U.S. officials expressed concerns about the intelligence sharing arrangement. Quote, one of NSA's biggest threats is actually from friendly intelligence services like Israel, an NSA official is quoted as writing. There are parameters.
If they're a threat, are they friendly?
Right. Is there such a thing as a friendly threat? There are parameters on what the NSA shares with them, but the exchange is so robust we sometimes share more than we intended. So here we go again with the, oh, sometimes this happens, rather than its usual policy. The former senior NSA official who spoke to the LA Times acknowledged that in some cases there is no way to police what another country does with the intelligence it gets from the U.S. Electronic Spying Agency.
Well, of course, we can't actually control this.
No.
But we're just going to continue to give them the information.
Right. So sometimes if you have people on site, then you can, to a greater extent, assert some oversight, the official said. But that doesn't mean they're not going to segregate it and do what they have to do in their national interest. It's a risk that somebody very senior in the agency decided to take. The reason that risk is taken with Israel, the former official said, is because Israel and the U.S. have so many shared foreign policy interests. And Israel, in some cases, has greater expertise in the Middle Eastern languages and cultures. Managing the intel-sharing relationship is always kind of a quid pro quo, the official said. One country may have access to certain communications that we can't otherwise get, so there are decisions made at fairly high levels of whether or not it's worth to share.
There you go.
That's what I got.
Well, I think it's just unconscionable. The NSA is just giving over raw data to Israeli intelligence agencies, and, you know,
that seems more of a deliberate oops to me.
Yeah, this guy in the 80s is in prison for it, and right. They're doing it.
Right.
855, 450, free. Free Talk Live. Does this make sense to you?
No.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Tally.
855-453. Got a story here that I wouldn't guess that I would see coming out of New Hampshire. The reason I say that is that New Hampshire is the home of the Free State Project, and it's been rated by the Mercatus Center to be the freest state in the Union three times, making it sort of overall the freest state in the Union as rated by the Mercatus Center. And I guess they're the only place that rates freedom in the 50 states. And it's also home, you know, it's home of the Free State Project, which is a project to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to New Hampshire to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. Some of these people even believe that there is no role for civil government. They believe that governments should be done on a voluntary basis. And people of all liberty stripes are working together in order to see the government cease growing in New Hampshire and perhaps even do a little shrinking. If you're interested in the Free State Project, go check them out at freestateproject.org. Sign up like I have. Tally, like you have?
I've signed up, yep.
Indeed. FreeStateProject.org. Well, the story I've got here is coming out of Washington, D.C. And, Kelly, tell me, am I callous for just not feeling terribly bad about the shrinking of freedoms in Washington, D.C.?
Sure. Yeah, you're callous.
Okay. I think you're right. I think that I should advocate for the human freedom for all people. Even ones that live in Washington, D.C.
And they live in D.C., they probably benefit from the largesse of the federal government.
To some extent, they do.
So I can definitely see where you're coming from.
So here we go. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are considering a plan. This is considering. Hasn't happened yet. On Free Talk Live, we rarely talk about government plans. We usually talk about, unless they're, particularly big and onerous or laughably stupid. Here we go. Lawmakers are considering a plan to save people from themselves by putting an end to those late-night stumbles into a tattoo parlor for some fresh ink or a piercing. The city's Department of Health proposed a 24-hour mandatory waiting period for people who want to get a tattoo or a piercing, citing public safety issues, according to draft regulations released on Friday. The law would force body art businesses to ensure that no tattoo artist applies any tattoo to a customer until after 24 hours have passed since the customer first requested the tattoo. The same would apply for body piercings. Prospective customers would need to sign a questionnaire to disclose conditions that might affect the healing process, including pregnancy, diabetes, and herpes. And the regulations said body artists would also need to provide proof that they've been vaccinated for hepatitis B and would have to undergo biohazard training. While the proposal could protect customers from health risks, well as from regrets about having impulsively gone under the needle, some local body artists are worried that the mandatory delay may affect their bottom line. One of the cornerstones of the body art industry is taking the walk-in service. Fatty Jessup, that's his name is Fatty, says regarding Fatty's custom tattoos. With a Z.
I think his parents named him that. What do you think?
I do. By eliminating the walk-in service, you're essentially killing the business. So apparently, Fatty's business relies on drunk people.
He didn't say that. He said walk-ins.
He didn't say crawl-ins.
I wonder, the reason I brought this up, this story, is I think this is a remarkably good idea for people to think at least 24 hours before getting a tattoo or piercing.
I don't need government to tell me to wait 24 hours, just like I don't need government to tell me to wear a helmet when I ride my motorcycle or my seatbelt when I drive my car. It's the common sense thing to do. This is how I've made it through 30-plus years without getting a tattoo.
I hear you. And this is one of those issues where I'm for wearing seatbelts. I mostly wear my seatbelt. There are times when going down the road when I have to, like, oh, yeah, I got to get this thing back
on. Isn't
it
nice that it's not illegal?
It's nice that one doesn't get a ticket. And I wonder how many businesses would be shut down as a result of this this legislation. But I think it's a really good idea for somebody to think twice about a tattoo, to have 24 hours to think about a tattoo. I'm not saying the government should force that. I'm just saying that it's a good idea. I do think that everybody has a purpose in life, and some of those people's purpose is to serve as an example.
Sure.
And that sometimes those tattoos on the internet where people misspell names.
Absolutely.
And dates and stuff.
Yeah.
Those are great, great, you know, great bits of advice and why not to do something.
Sure.
I had a sign printed one time, and that sign has a word had a word misspelled on it. A sign, you know, a couple hundred bucks, and you can use it as long as you want. Not that big of a deal. If it's a tattoo that went on you and say they spelled your mom's name wrong or something, that's going to be rough. Your whole life.
I have a friend who served in the Marine Corps, and he has the Batman logo tattooed on his chest. Uh-huh. where Batman has his logo on his uniform.
And
I bet he wish there was, like, a waiting period.
That's the ladies love that.
There was alcohol involved.
There was a lot of alcohol involved. I, you know, and I feel bad for all those people with the Chinese symbol for sweet and sour chicken on their, you know, back, lower back that they thought meant, you know, vigilance or love in perpetuity or whatever it is that they thought they were getting tattooed on their little trampy location or whatever. I think it's a good idea to wait. I can never support some kind of government regulation in this way. I think it's a great idea. As a matter of fact, I would outlaw motorcycles. I think these things are dangerous.
I would not vote for you.
I gotcha. I wouldn't outlaw motorcycles. I would suggest that people strongly suggest you don't get on a motorcycle, especially a motorcycle of more than 250 cc's.
Why?
I don't like the rules.
I understand.
I don't like your rules.
You know, people don't like my rules. I think you should wear a helmet. I think you should.
I do. I wear all the gear all the time.
Yeah. I don't think you should ride a motorcycle, period. I think they're dangerous.
I don't think I need your permission.
You don't. You don't need it.
I love this.
We can talk about things that we don't want to see all night, but but what about the role of government? I don't think any of us agree that people should wait 24 hours to tattoo yourself.
Indeed. Do you think that there's a role. Somebody convince me, because I'm right on the verge of being convinced on this one. Somebody call in and convince me that a 24-hour waiting period in Washington, D.C. for tattoos is a good idea at 855-450-FREE. That's 3733, 855-450-3733.
I am looking at this story on The Blaze, and I see a spokeswoman for the Department of Health who speaks to your question, Mark.
Okay, what's she saying?
She said in her interview with The Washington Post, it would help prevent some health risks, and it also saves individuals from regret if they seek out a tattoo while intoxicated.
I think that's crap.
Check this out. Quote, they can't be responsible for themselves as well as the person doing the work on them. We're making sure that the decision is made when you're in the right frame of mind. Because if you can't think for yourself, let government do it for you, right? Mm-hmm.
This is one of the biggest problems with government rules and stuff, is they stick things together. Look, if you want to put some kind of health regulation on the way people do tattoo business in Washington, D.C., then pass a law that puts some kind of health regulation on them. But if you want people to not get a tattoo for 24 hours, then pass that regulation. Don't stick them together and muddy the water. Because, I can totally see why people might say, look, tattoo parlors aren't the kind of place that people pay attention to health regulations. We're going to have government regulations for just this one thing. But if that's your reason for government is just that one thing, it's not good enough. This agency of force, violence, and monopoly doesn't deserve that one particular area, because it's just not good. It's just not a good enough reason.
I think it would be a good moral business practice if somebody came in stumbling drunk into a tattoo parlor and they refused service the person.
That's where competition comes in, though, Tally. Can you imagine how long that business would stay open? The tattoo parlor that only is open from, say, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. when reasonable people make their decisions to get tattoos, and they close shop at 8 p.m. because that's when the drunk people might want to get their tattoos, you'd go out of business.
There could be sober people that show up wanting a tattoo hours.
Oh, yeah. There might be. But I tend to think that, as Fatty here says from Fatty's Custom Tattoos, that a great deal of his business comes in from walk-in service. Yeah. I just don't know whether you could do it.
Tattoo expos in D.C. anymore.
No, they're killing tattoo business. They're driving it to Arlington and Chevy Chase. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. This or anything else.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.